Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. The following Jummah khutbah was delivered by Sheikh Hafiz Abdul Wahid in Masjid Al-Farooq in Houston, Texas, USA on May 31st, 2002.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه غوى ولن يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا ويوم يقوم الأشهاد صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم إني أعوذ بك من السمعة والرياء اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه اللهم أرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه الحمد لله Allah سبحانه وتعالى has given me tawfiq to deliver today's khutbah not in conventional way. This khutbah is based on my talking to Allah سبحانه وتعالى in my last visit of Saudi Arabia, sitting in Baitullah Sharif and reading Quran, and when I arrived on this ayah which I recited to you, I was struck. Now I was struck for 45 minutes on this verse because I was thinking that either we do not understand what Allah says, or na'udhu billah, promise of Allah is not true. Meaning of this verse is that we surely, without any doubt, we help our messenger as well as the believers. In this world, and also in the hereafter. This verse stuck to my mind. Ya Allah, you say you help your believers. There's no more messenger. But how did you help Mujahideen in Afghanistan? They are destroyed. They are killed. They are exterminated. They are gone and pushed into cage, and you say you help? Where is your help? I don't see your help. That was my inner side feeling which came to my mind, and I stopped. I tried my best to go ahead and cross this ayah, could not. Then I started doing dua to Allah. Ya Allah, help me to understand the meaning of this verse. You are true. أنت الحق وقولك الحق والله يقول الحق. You are true. You say truth. There cannot be any fault, but Ya Allah, I don't see your help in the matter of Afghan people, in the matter of Afghanistan. In other places, okay, you can say, Ya Allah, you can say that Allah is with you if you are true believers. We are not true believers. There are shortcomings in us, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in other places. But so far as Afghanistan is concerned, Ya Allah, this is my 100% belief that they are true believers. They fought for you only, not for the land, not for anything, only for you. Why did you not help them, Ya Allah? Tell me. Either this verse is wrong, na'udhu billah, or we could not understand. That was my feeling, which I tried my best to satisfy myself that Allah is right, Allah is true, Allah says all this, haq and this and that. But I could not understand. And I asked Allah, sitting in haram, Ya Allah, open my heart. Let me know what is the reason, what is actually meaning. We don't see your help. Where is your help? How did you help them? After doing dua many times, after 45 minutes, answer came to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not through angel, because angel cannot come anymore. There is no risalah, no messengership. Prophethood is finished on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But ilham is open. Ilham. Through ilham, inspiration. Not meaning thereby wahi, but inspiration, ilham. Directly Allah put in my mind the answer, and alhamdulillah, I became satisfied since that day till today, 100% satisfied. And I want to share this satisfaction with you, because majority of you, majority of the Muslims have same question in their mind. Ya Allah, where is hell? They are finished, they are destroyed, they are murdered, they are killed. You did not help them. You promised that you help the believers, you help the Muslims, you help the Mujahideen, you help those who fight in your cause, but you did not help. Am I true or not? Please answer me. This question bothers you or not? If it does not bother you, then it is okay. But it bothers you, and I am sure that it bothers to every Muslim who has Iman in his heart, that there is help of Allah. Let us. I will share with you the answer. Answer came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me, that, oh my servant, your terminology, the terminology of your species, of human being, is different than mine terminology. Mine terminology is different. Your terminology is different. How, Ya Allah, how it is different? He answered, what I call jihad, you call it terrorism. What I call mujahid, to whom I call mujahid, you call him terrorist. Ya Allah, we don't call. These are the non-believers they call. Reply him, these non-believers are yours. From your jinns, they are human beings. Today, whole world is calling them terrorists, terrorism, this and that. Ya Allah, true, but make it more clear to me. Answered came, the people who are mazloom, you call them zalim? People who defend themselves, their rights, their land, you call them terrorists? Mind came to Palestine. Palestinian people, when they try to help themselves to get freedom from the zalim oppressor, they are called terrorists, terrorist attack. But when they are bombarded, they are shooted with guns, with tanks, and Israeli are called, they are defending themselves.
Allah says, this is your terminology, which you have twisted. Mazloom are called zalim in your terminology. And those who are doing zulm, oppressing, they are called defending themselves. Allah make it more clear. Allah answered, but I call fath, you call it defeat. How was, ya Allah, how? Answer came, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. I declared that I have given you, O Prophet Muhammad and Muslims, a manifest fatha, victory. But you Muslims, all of you, Muslims and non-Muslims, treated it as defeat. In the beginning, all the Muslims, including Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, treated Sulh Hudaybiyah as defeat. But Allah calls it fatha. So this is terminology difference. And also Allah says, He asked me, what do you think about the Western people? Oh Allah, they are well civilized. They are advanced in their life. All the technology is in their hand. They are leading, not leading, but controlling the world. They are civilized one. Allah says, yes, in your terminology, they are civilized one. In my terminology, صُمُّهُمْ بُكْمَنْ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْضِعُونَ. These people are deaf. They are dumb. They are blind. They will not return. Another Allah told verses in Quran. Have you not read it? What is Ya Allah? Allah says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. We have created majority of the peoples and jinns for Jahannam. They have mind, but they don't understand. They have ears, but they don't listen. They have eyes, but they don't see. And you call them, they are civilized people? In my dictionary, in my terminology, they are like cattle. And Allah says, not only cattle, but worse than the cattle. Cattle at least recognize his master. If you leave him outside the house, he recognizes his or her house. But these people, even they don't recognize their master. Another verse came, أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ. Do you think that majority of them, they listen to and they understand? إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They are like cattle, but worse than them. So do you think these verses are wrong? No, Ya Allah, these are not wrong. These are your verses, you are right. Then Allah says, you call them civilized, I call them summum bukmun umyun. Ya Allah, make it more clear. Allah said, okay, listen, what you call murder, killing, defeat, in my terminology, in my terminology, this is called shahada, this is called haya, and this is called success. Ya Allah, how it is? They are murdered, they are killed. No, Allah says, your terminology says this, my terminology is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. This is terminology of Allah. Verily Allah has purchased of the believers their life and their properties. For that this shall be the paradise. They fight in Allah's cause, so they kill and are killed. It is a promise in truth which is binding on him in the Torah and in the Injil and in the Quran. And who is truer to his covenant than Allah? Then rejoice in the bargain which you have concluded. That is the supreme success. Allah called it supreme success, and we call it defeat and murder. Allah says they are victorious. They have achieved the goal, and that is paradise. And you say that they are defeated, they are murdered. I will not let you to say them they are murdered. I have already told you, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Don't say them that they are killed or they are dead. Those who laid their lives in the cause of Allah, never say them they are dead. They are not dead. Nay, they are living. But you don't understand their life, how they are living. So this is my advice, Allah told. Don't say them murdered, killed, this and that. And Allah said also, not only to say, don't bring to your mind this notion that they are killed and murdered. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Never think that those people who have laid down their lives in the cause of Allah, that they are dead. Nay, they are living. They are being provided sustenance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, matter came clear to me. Those people upon whom we were crying, they are killed, they are defeated, they are dead. Allah says, no, they are victorious. They got the objective. I guaranteed for them the Jannah. Where is guarantee for you? Those who are living. Any one of you throughout the world, give me guarantee that I have given you guarantee for Jannah. Ya Allah, no one. We are not sure, Ya Allah, even you have not given guarantee to the Imam of Makkah, Imam of Medina for paradise. Then Allah said, then believe in me, I have given them guarantee of paradise, Jannah. Whom you think that they are perished, they are finished, they are buried in the caves? No. They will be, or they are in the paradise, provided risk. Then I surrendered. Ya Allah, you are true. Your terminology is true. Our terminology is wrong. Whatever you have done, I acknowledge and I surrendered. Ya Allah, these people are successful. They got their objective. We do not understand. Alhamdulillah, now it is clear to me and I understood. And then I reminded one share of my grandfather, not his share, but he used to state in his khutbah, Shaykh al-Tafsir, Mawlana Ahmad al-Lahori, rahmatullahi alayhi, he would normally state this share in Urdu. Those people who understand Urdu, they will enjoy it. That about this terminology which we use here in this world is rangi ko narangi kahe, doodh kade ko khoya, چلتی ہوئی کو گاڑی کہیں، دیکھ کبیرہ رویا. واٹ ایور از کلرڈ فروٹ نارنگی دیٹ از ٹینجرین دیٹ از اے کلر فوڈ وڈ ہیونگ بیوٹیفل کلر پیپل سے دس ہیز کلر لیس دس از کلر لیس اینڈ وین دا ملک از کوکڈ پریپیئرڈ اینڈ اٹ دیر از اے کریم ان اٹ دے کال اٹ از کھویا دس از ویسٹڈ اینڈ دیز پیپل وین دا ٹرین رنس دے کال اٹ از گاڑی دس از فکسڈ ان دا گراؤنڈ وائل اٹ از رننگ آل دیز تھنگز آبزرونگ The person whose name was Kabira, he cried. What these people are? They have changed the terminology. Everything is changed, upside down. I said, Ya Allah, you are true. I understood now that these Afghan Mujahideen, they are your guests. They are enjoying the life. They are waiting for us to come after that, after them, and enjoy the same life. Ya Allah, I apologize that I became little bit tough, or I showed in Urdu we call it raphad pana. I made some raphad with you, but Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah, now it is clear to me, our terminology is different. Your terminology is different. What we say it is defeated, you say it is not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala try. Help us to understand the terminology of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can understand the message of Quran and of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril mu'minina wal mu'minat innahu ta'ala jawwazun karimun malikun barrur rabbur raufur rahim. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يعلمون ظاهر الحياه الدنيا وهم عن الاخره هم غافلون these people only look to the appearance of the matters of this worldly life but they don't understand the deep in it or akhirah we look to the face of anything and we are trapped nowadays by technology, by radio, by TV, by these things, and we have forgotten the terminology of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the reason majority of us we are depressed, because we are trapped, we are surrounded with the terminology of human beings and we have forgotten the terminology of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Better to get rid of this terminology. Don't waste your time. Don't trust on newspaper. Don't trust on TV. Don't trust on radio. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the Quran and be happy. Nothing will happen to you. You will feel satisfaction. Satisfaction will come to your mind when you will use the terminology of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will accept this terminology. Otherwise, if you depend on the terminology of the people, you will be depressed. Then you will listen to the bad news from them. You will listen the news of killing, this and that. But if you depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will provide you satisfaction, and then you will try to be satisfied with the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد قال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشف شيخ احمد راضي، اللهم اشفه شفاء كاملا، اللهم اشفه شفاء كاملا وعاجلا، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اينما كانوا ومن كانوا، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
اللهم صل على محمد، اللهم صل على محمد، اشهد ان لا اله الا الله، اشهد ان لا اله الا الله، اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله، اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاه، حي على الصلاه، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاه، قد قامت الصلاه. اللهم أنت الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استغفروا، اعتدلوا، straighten the line. Please check your heels must be along the line. Heels must be along the line, then line will be straight. Check your heels, please. Next to you, please. And keep the line straight through the slot. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.